I'm Tom Murray with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org to hear more information about anything you hear here. Dan Friedman and Matt Hamilton report in the Albany Times-Union that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, signaled he might vote to ban bump stock, devices that turn semi-automatic rifles into rapid-fire machine guns. Quote, fully automatic weapons are subject to highly restrictive regulation, unquote, said Faso. Quote, any devices which would allow a semi-automatic weapon to essentially become an automatic weapon should be treated similarly, unquote. That seems to align with the National Rifle Association's position. They said October 5th that the devices, quote, should be subject to additional regulations, unquote. The NRA gave Faso $5,950 during the 2016 election. Quote, what are we waiting for, unquote, Senator Chuck Schumer asked about possible new legislation. Quote, the NRA to give us the green light? That is so wrong, unquote, Schumer. And Senator Kirsten Gillibrand co-sponsored a measure introduced October 4th by Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, that would ban the bump stocks. Quote, we must take gun violence as seriously as we take the threat of terrorism, and I urge all my colleagues in the Senate to support this legislation to ban bump stocks and keep our country safe, unquote, said Gillibrand. In Albany, two bills to ban the devices were introduced October 5th. Currently, it is legal to possess, sell, and manufacture bump stocks in New York State. The bill from Assemblyperson Patricia Fahey, Democrat from Albany, and Senator Andrew Lanza, Republican from Staten Island, would change that, and it currently has the support of Assembly Speaker Carl Heasty. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Chris McKenna at The Fray reports that three Democrats who want to challenge John Faso next year to be the local congressperson are eager to brag about how much money they've recently raised. Ahead of the October 15th deadline for filing fundraising totals, Antonio Delgado, Gareth Rhodes, and Pat Ryan announced this week how much they have raised in the year's third quarter. Delgado, an attorney from Rhinebeck, says he has raised more than $400,000 this quarter. Ryan, an Iraq war veteran and businessman, says he brought in $375,000 in donations in the third quarter. And Gareth Rhodes, a Harvard Law student and former deputy press secretary for Governor Andrew Cuomo, estimated $165,000 in donations. At the last deadline, Delgado and Brian Flynn had more campaign cash than Faso. Sue Sullivan recently ended her Democratic campaign, blaming fundraising in part on her departure. Read the full story at The Fray. The Daily Freeman reports on what's closed on Columbus Day, Monday, October 9th. That includes Amtrak is on its regular schedule. The banks are closed. County offices are closed. The financial markets are closed. Federal offices are closed. Greene County Transit is running on a regular schedule. Mail delivery is non-existent. Metro North is running on a regular schedule. Schools are closed and state offices are closed. This is Tom Rowe for the WGXC News. Remember, go to WGXC.org. Click on the newsroom for more information about any of these stories.